Can you believe we are almost towards the end of this mini-series where we are decoding the word parent? I hope you have checked out the previous episodes in which we have decoded the letters P, A, R, and E. If not, then please do check them out. These episodes are not interrelated, but it'll be good to start from the letter P to understand the series concept. Positivity, aspirations, resilience, emotional intelligence. These are all the fundamental pillars of parenting. I've been thinking, what should I talk about on letter N? But then my daughter came in and wanted to show me something. She was expecting my 100% attention. She wanted me to notice what she was doing. And while seeing her, I noticed her change of expressions. Then there I got it. N for noticing. Well, I'm not going to talk about why noticing is very important in parenting, but we will talk about how in this new normal, we have started to notice many things that we might have overlooked in normal circumstances. Hi, I'm Alpana Dev and you are listening to Mother's Gurukul podcast. It sometimes happens that we are not able to match up to our kids' pace, the speed at which they move on at school, or the rate at which they learn new skills. Sometimes it goes unnoticed by us. Or even if we notice, we forget to mention it to them. Does that happen to you? Life fast forward. It is September 2020. We are in the middle of the new normal. Parents are facing mood swings, anger, and other issues related to children. Nothing is going unnoticed. Isn't it surprising how quickly we adjust to the new circumstances? And as this series is all about decoding parenting in the light of new normal, I see a lot of positivity in this noticing part. Today, we are watching for changes in our children, trying to get the root of what is going on and how to be there for them. Noticing how they respond to corrections or words of affirmations, figuring out their love language, watching for their passions and helping them in finding options to polish them. All this is contributing a lot towards positive parenting. In the first episode of this series, I mentioned that positive parenting means staying calm and acting patiently, but it also means trying to visualize a situation as per the circumstances. And current events have given us plenty of opportunities to go back to basics. We are starting from our basic habits to something that we have acquired over the past years. Noticing can deepen the relationship with your child. Our parenting mindset has a power to influence our feelings and actions. When our children do the regular, sometimes frustrating things repeatedly, we get carried away with some self-talk like, "Oh, I'm done. I can't take it anymore." But when we learn how to quiet or handle these self-talks and start to notice what is happening from the child's perspective, empathy and positive parenting grow. And how can we do that? Take the perspective of neutral observer. Yes. Don't be biased. Have you seen those commentators who just say things loud about whatever is happening at that moment? For example, your kiddos want you to lay down with them and you just had a tough dialogue session with them. Now you are not in a very good mood and you are not in a neutral mode. But they need the assurance that you are not mad at them. So instead of saying no, notice why they are asking you for that us time. When you lay down with them, notice their breathing, or the tightness in their hugs, or maybe the silence. Use I see statements. I see you statements are ones that help your children feel important, seen, and heard. It is not a praise, it is just a statement that shows your child that you are paying attention. Remind yourself to take a look at what is happening from your child's perspective. When children are having big emotional reactions, remind yourself that they need you to be calm and supportive. It is so very easy to react harshly to your child's upset behavior. Whatever has happened may be very upsetting for you, but for your child, it is not. It may not be the ideal behavior for you, but your child, it is not. So don't get into self-talk. Ask yourself one question. What does my child need right now? And you will get the answer. Sometimes kids realize that they have made some mistake. But when they see you or say notice you being angry or they notice your expressions, they just need that assurance from you that mama or papa will talk to me. Or we'll say, we are parents, we are going to talk to you. But they need you to say that to them. They need you to convey it to them. Noticing them or being noticed by them is a part of parenting. The more we notice each other's traits, appreciate them, suggest some corrections in them, the better it will be to understand each other. I'm sure that we are getting used to this new normal now, that we would like to continue with our newly acquired habits when things get normal. What is your say? Do you have any occasion when your kids have noticed something in you, or you did some self-talks and you didn't give that neutral observer or neutral listeners here? Do share it with me. That's all for letter N. In the next episode, we will decode the last letter, letter T. If you like today's episode and liking this series, don't forget to check out other episodes on Mother's Gurukul Podcast. If you are joining me for the first time, then thank you for tuning in. And yes, do subscribe to the channel. If you have any suggestions or feedbacks or how I can make this channel more entertaining, or if you have any ideas that you want me to talk on this show, please feel free to reach out to me through my social media handles. Alpana_Dev on Twitter, Alpana Bapat on Instagram, and Mother's Gurukul on Facebook. You can also email me at mothersgurukulpodcast@gmail.com. I'll see you soon, and we will decode the letter T. Till then, stay blessed, stay happy. Happy parenting. Bye-bye.